This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The suspect in the Boulder grocery store shooting had his first court appearance today. CPR's Allison Sherry reports prosecutors plan to file additional charges in the coming weeks.
Ahmaud Alisa was brought into the courtroom in a wheelchair, handcuffed and ankle cuffed. He was shot by police at the store on Monday and was hospitalized briefly before being transported to jail. He appeared mostly expressionless beneath his white face mask. One of his public defenders, Catherine Harold, said to the judge that he has an unspecified mental illness.
We cannot begin to assess the nature and depth of Mr. Alisa's mental illness until we have the discovery from the government.
Alisa is accused of killing 10 people at the South Boulder King Supers. The victims were grocery employees, shoppers, and a Boulder police officer. The defendant is being held without bond. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets are expected to make some significant trades ahead of the NBA's deadline, CPR's Matt Moret reports.
ESPN reports the Nuggets will send veteran guard Gary Harris and rookie RJ Hampton to the Orlando Magic, along with a future first-round draft pick. In exchange, the team will add Aaron Gordon, a 6'9" forward notorious for his spectacular dunks. They're also expected to pick up JaVale McGee from the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Nuggets have struggled with consistency this season after reaching the Western Conference Finals last year. That's despite the historic performance of league MVP candidate Nikola Jokic. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Novartis is closing its gene therapy manufacturing facility in Longmont by July 9th. The Swiss pharmaceuticals company says the move will result in roughly 400 jobs lost. Novartis opened the six-building complex in January of last year. Coming up, CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry joins me in 10 minutes with further information about today's first court appearance of the suspect in the King Supers mass shooting. Snow and rain in the forecast tonight for the Denver area. Mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs, also mostly cloudy in Pueblo. Scattered showers for Grand Junction. Vail, scattered snow showers overnight. Lows down to 15 degrees in the mountains tonight. This is CPR News.